Yes. And MGTOW Men, good morning. This is the How to Improve Your Life. What I had was one of those mops, those made in China buckets of shit with the very, very, very thin tubular steel handles, you know. And it doesn't take much to buckle them and break them, you know. So I said, I'm so fucking sick of a lot of this Chinese shit. Well, some stuff is really good from China. A lot of stuff is just fucking garbage that you fucking importers, because it's cheap. It's not quality, you know what I mean? It's cheap, it's as in cheap and nasty. So anyway, I don't know where this was manufactured. But, it's called the brand is called Supercraft. You know? And, it's a really good little, everything in life is a compromise, you know what I mean? This has a lock to close it, and a lock to open it, which I, from a safety aspect, I think this is a really good idea. And although it's not a big, I've got big hands, you know, and although this is a very small handle for the camera, Shane, trying to get this, although that's a very small handle for my big hands, you know, it's for the purposes of just cutting through things, it's actually, you know, quite sort of steerable. It's really hard to get the lock initiated accidentally, or the unlock mechanism. And it's not a bad little carving knife. And if you've ever noticed that in here, where is it? There's two stages to this fitting. The first stage is like a, what's it called? Probably a sleeve, that's a good name. And the second stage is where the thread goes. Given that this is plastic and it's not strong in the sense like a steel, a good probably properly forged or, you know, formed steel fucking fitting would be, the fit can't be very, very high strength. It's got to be sort of light strength or, you know, and this wood, I forget what type of wood it is, but it's an American tree. So what I've done is you can see the threads in it where there's a little bit of light sort of engagement because it's a fairly hard wood. And it's not going to, but what this does is, where is this? By using this knife, this is actually a very good sort of whittling knife, carving knives type thing, you know what I mean? By finding the high spots and then just shaving off a little bit of, you know, cutting in like that, you know, how do I do it so you can see it, cutting in, then and there, you know, cutting around, and then sort of whittling back, depending on which way the grain goes and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. And I think I won't redo it, not yet. But now I've got a screw-on mop, or a mop, Well, I've got a mop with a really good fucking handle on it. Instead of those absolutely god fucking awful ones. You know, that come from fucking China. So, you know, these are just things you can do. You know, with a few basic fucking tools. And you can end up with really, really, really impressive results. So that's the little tool that, you know, it's not just for, you know, opening cartons, you know. And this has a lifetime warranty on it, but I forget the grade steel. But this holds an edge. It's really good. It holds an edge. And, yeah. So that's a real, it's not, there's some knives that are really good in some ways and there's other ways that they're not that fucking good. You know what I mean? This has a lot of advantages because it's small. You know, you can, more like a work tool type knife rather than a, you know, creative bit of cutlery. And it's very strong. You know what I mean? And because of the... where is it? I don't know. But, yeah. I found a little sort of bag type thing, bag about that long with a drawstring around it, and I keep it in that just to keep the dust and stuff out of it. It's like, so I can apply a proper lubricant to all the spindle and all the bits and pieces, and I can keep the dust out of it, it'll last, you know, 10 times longer. So if it's got a lifetime warranty on it, if it's looked after, it'll be really good. So that's this morning's two lectures.